Muito grande para os veículos.
Says Omar Shimba Yechai, Roisi bnei Aliyah v'emuotim. Im shnayim ani v'bni imoim. Yisoid, what the Gemara came to say, Roisi bnei Aliyah v'emuotim. Im shnayim ani v'bni imoim. Person every time has to measure himself. If he's from the shnayim. When everyone is there, when everyone is doing it, it's an chokhmah to be from the Bnei Aliyah. Rabshim Bar Yochai, Mosach, the Rabshim Bar Yochai, how he Mosach, the Rabshim Bar Yochai, says, Ro'isi Bnei Aliyah v'emuotim, but in Shnayim, even if it be left only two, me and my son will be these two. This is the way to climb to the top. Mi'ale Behar Hashem. We're holding before the end of Zman. It's a week, but one of the Seudas, every person, you know, before Ben Azmanim comes, has whole plans. How Be'ez Hashem, you will chaparayim Ben Azmanim. He has good plans for the Ben Azmanim. But the Derech Klal, when Ben Azmanim finishes, he says to himself, Be'ez Hashem, next Ben Azmanim I will use much better. Every time before Ben Azmanim is planning, Be'ez Hashem, Ben Azmanim will be very strong. But then when Ben Azmanim finishes, he says, Be'ez Hashem, next Ben Azmanim I will use much better. I want to answer him a little bit, Dibotirik and Negedi Yitzahore, how a person has to prepare himself for the Ben Azmanim. Look at it myself. And I think sometimes, fakel, it's good I ready to start it before. First, you say the person has to make up for Ben Azmanim, is to make on himself a kviyas. I'm going to come on himself that this Ben Azmanim, every day he learns for an hour. I know it sounds very little, but you could do after that. Chutzum this Kabbalah to make up 5 hours, 6 hours, how much you want. But the first Kabbalah is for an hour. You're very, very shvach bocher, maybe 40 minutes. I don't see a shvach bocher today. What is the pshat? An hour is chuyk velo yavur. Chuyk velo yavur. Chuyk velo yavur. Erev Pesach. Yomtev. Achron Shel Pesach, Motzei Shabbos, Erev Dazman, the first day of Ben Azman, it doesn't make a difference. Friday, Shabbos, every day, Kviyas of the hour. Chuyk velo yavur. Chuyk velo yavur. But this hour doesn't mean Shlai Mikro, Chumash, Pesukin Zimra, Tehillim. I mean Gemara, Mishnayas, Shchanoch, real learning. Now, the second thing a person has to, after he decides he's learning an hour, to decide what he's going to learn. A lot of times the person decides, Be'ez Hashem, I'll learn an hour a day. What? Be'ez Hashem, I'll learn an hour a day. Then you see him in Shul Mincha Ma'ariv, he starts to open, you know, Talele Oyres. So he has to learn an hour a day. They have all different kind of Sfarim, yeah? He goes, oh, there's a shir somewhere. He says, the shir also is not included, you have to learn. Learn an hour. Sometimes a person has a shir that he learns. Gemara with this. Yeah, but it's still in shul. The Rav speaks in between Mincha Ma'ariv, but it's not included. Yeah, to make it very close. The guy decides he's chazering for Bebasra. As the guy says, he's preparing Gittin. The third guy decides, It's anders. The boy wants to learn. Aber he has a decision of what he's learning. Then, it's not enough that he decides what he's learning. When he's learning it. Yeah, that's Hashem, I'll learn an hour, yeah, I'll learn Baba Basa. When? That's Hashem, I'll learn Baba Basa. He gets up, do it in the afternoon, I'll do it by night, I'm tired. Some people, emotional, they know the morning is the best time. He wakes up 6 o'clock, and has morning, down to 7, he learns an hour from 7 to 8. From 8, he could be a goy, the ganze talk. He's done. Some people doing this man, they can't wake up, yeah? When has morning, forget about it. Maybe 11, they manage to wake up, yeah? So they're fighting with themselves, man. Krishma, but not when we come to learn 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. This guy, by night, he's very good. Now it's 7 o'clock and his place is quiet, he can go to shul to learn. One guy knows 7 o'clock by night, it never happens. All his friends come show up from all different halls, yeah? Mincha Maariv was a good time. You could have a minion from Mincha 5 o'clock, you could learn half an hour from Mincha Maariv, but then after Maariv straight another half an hour, this works out for him. About prisoners to plan. Deep Toiro Keneged Yitzhahor. Don't leave it. What they explain, the Yitzhahor knows that this hour is Kuvet the Yiddish guy. You're Yeshiva Bachor, you have a Ben Maile. If you don't do that, you do a Hefsek. And if you do a Hefsek, the whole Shaykh, the whole Zman is raised. Father, the information you remember, but you're holding a scratch. So, this is what the Yitzhahor, this hour, the Yitzhahor, but he's the grace of Milchome. Doing this man, he doesn't fight on every hour. So, make a difference. You're doing this man. Here he knows. If you don't learn, it's not Zachleidik. Everything is bottle. He fights. Some people learn better with a chavrusa. It's great to convey a chavrusa. Some people fuck up. Chavrusa doesn't go. Because he starts with a chavrusa. The second day, the chavrusa doesn't show up. So what he does, he chazes what they learned yesterday. Then the chavrusa comes. But the chavrusa, okay, so they learn again. As the chavrusa doesn't come, so he decides to move ahead. Then the chavrusa comes, tells him to go back. So I don't know, I have a learning that I learned myself, and I have a learning that I learned my chavrus. When it doesn't come, fuck it, I move ahead. Sometimes I'm happy it doesn't come. But a person has to plan. Then a person goes away. Take with you a Gemara. Some people, they trust not to go away for Shabbos, but as Hashem, the hotel there will be Gemaras. And Tzfas will be Gemaras. As Baduka Menusa, the place you come, every time is missing the page where you're holding. It's Baduka Menusa. I know it's a horror, because the Fita Cheshbon, the Gemara had to be empty. Every time it's missing the page. It's every time missing the page. It's the Kechad Yitzhahor, take with you a Gemara. It's not a small Gemara. It's Vado. Vilna, that's a big difference, yeah? I say, Alamo, people go on a plane. You see, all the businessmen, they take out a laptop, you know, all organized. Yeah, the yeshiva has a small little gemara. I open my gemara big, start to move. The guy doesn't like it. I thought, if you close your computer, I'll close my gemara. This is my computer. So I had extension, and his computer is also a gemara. No. Say that. Okay. I don't know. I think it's out. But if a person... If a person wants to be a balaliyah, to be matzliach, to have shaykhs, to grow, this is the secret. This is the secret. This is the atzlocha. The secret in the atzlocha is that when Azmanim comes, he makes the first thing a kvias. And if he misses it, it's the miyad tomorrow mashli, but Imamish can't miss it only if it's a oynes gamur. Even if he misses a trip, he will not miss this. Before he goes to France, this is what he does. I have to tell you, before we go into it, again, to plan what he's going to learn, when he's going to learn, with who. And I say, Alamo, the best thing is, listen to me, to start from tomorrow. Alamo, I know people hold it, but Azmanim has to be a bit longer, yeah? They have all different organizations that are fighting for a longer than Azmanim. But I'm not saying to learn only 1 hour tomorrow. But what happened with Azmanim is very short for us, yeah? And it starts at Shabbos, and then Azmanim Sunday. I could say then, if you start, Lamazan, you start in the Chazan, you start tomorrow. So 3 days into Ben Azmanim, you're already in your Chazorah, you're in your hour that carries the whole Ben Azmanim very sharp. If not, say, Pesach, it's Erev Pesach. You ready? Start Sunday, you will be holding the Hey, Chazor Baba Basa. So now I'm the Razach. We must speak. Ben Azmanim himself sometimes. But every person, I want to tell you before I start. A person has an neshama. An neshama is only happy when it's full. When a neshama is empty, she's not happy. I say, I'm all emotional. A person has a car. If you don't put gas in the car doesn't go. So a person decides, instead of gas, it's very expensive today, we'll put coke inside. It's also tastier. Less sustains. Not so expensive. I have some sugar coke. Taste gas. Tell me what is better. Vanilla coke is better, right? You put it in the car, it doesn't drive. You try, it doesn't help. Hashem made a neshama. A neshama is happy with ruchnius, not with gashmius. No of us. Some people, small kepalach. So they say, no, this is tasty, this is not tasty, this is greasy. Sanish kentam. So what happens? They don't drink. So they don't put gas inside. So they're not happy. So they have to climb on more mountains to get happy. But they're not happy. More mountains. They're not happy. More mountains. More hikes. They're trying to get happy. I'm not saying, we're not holding the matzah that a person could say, I will learn the whole Ben Azmanim, I will feel happy. I'm not saying. We're not holding that. When a person is full, he learned that day hour, he enjoys the Ben Azmanim. He relaxes during the Ben Azmanim. He will have a Ben Azmanim, but in the end, he will be relaxed. He'll be Eilig, he'll be Kodesh, he'll be rested, he'll be Matzliach. But if he doesn't do it, he's empty. So what happens when he's empty, he's trying to make himself happy. So he started to spin around himself, trying and trying and trying. It's a Geitnisht. It doesn't happen. The person wants to be happy, wants to be rested. The first thing is to put this hour of Ruchnius. It keeps him going. It keeps the Hemshech. It keeps the Hemshech. The Alam of the Moshe, a person has a boiling pot. If he shuts it out of the fire for 5-10 hours, then he tries to boil it, it will never bubble again. If he cook it, it bounces off. If he leaves it on a low flame, in 2 minutes it boils. The whole man, everyone has his mindless. You leave it in a small flame. Next man, you carry it down from where you're holding. Some people, they shut it. Some people freeze it in the meantime. The newest man comes, it's nothing. It's not there. I'm not saying maybe you need to relax. You need to rest. But have an hour. This hour. And the Yitzchak is going to make a milchama that this hour will not happen. Then he said, choyk velo yavoy. Velo yavoy. So what the Yitzchak tells you, hour? 10 hours. Why? Because he knows that this Sunday you're not going to learn 10 hours. He knows that. And then everything can be bottled. This is the reason the Chokhmah is the Kabbalah of the hour is the hour Chok V'lo Yavu. Chok V'lo Yavu. Someone is Mamish or Shvachar Boy, take a half an hour. And there's no Shvachar Bochum here today, so I'm not saying half an hour. But if you think that you only could do half an hour, say, I'll try out. But the Kabbalah Yimikabel is Erev Pesach. Pesach. And then you feel so good. But again, you have to know what to learn. If you don't know what to learn, what happens is you're bored. Try to think, what will keep you going to hope in this money? Don't say, Al-Khaz Baba, so yeah, Al-Khaz after the feud. The Zayel Cheskes 2 days, but if I learn slow, it doesn't go. If I learn quick, I'll finish the year. So Baba is not for you. It's a very small masakh, not for you. Not in a plan. Say that. Find something you are interested to learn. So don't know what. But know something that you could keep. Something that you know that will go. When a person has something that he knows that it will go, that he knows that it will keep, when he's going to learn it. But don't leave it. Don't go out of the room till you decide, when is the hour that I'm going to learn? What, when, how? I have my Gemara, I have my plan, I'm going to make it happen. Does it the yesod? Does it the secret? The rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam does. It's the aleph beis. The second thing for Yeshiva Bocher, speaking out friends, is to take ben hazman in one tefillah. Something that you can't do during this man. During this man, sometimes it's hard to daven. Why? You get up a bit late and the chavrusa is waiting and you're scared to come late to this medrash, you're embarrassed. Everyone will have kind of you to, oh, you're awake by night, you finish at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's hard for you. So everyone has his reasons why this man is scared to miss lunch, because if you miss lunch, you have to wake in second shift, so you got to miss afternoons, you miss second seder. All this, but doing ben hazman is no lachatz. I'm going to take shachris. I daven like a mensch. I'm not planning to join a minyan in the middle. Bim ben hazmanim, shachris, if I come late, I'll join the next minyan. But I'm planning to daven from the beginning till the end. I'm not rushing nowhere. It's a difference of 5 to 7 minutes, the whole difference of makbid and tefillah b'tzibul. Happens, you come late, you take one tefillah, and davening it k'mo yishe tzorich. Saying again, first, it's important for the Ruchnius. It's important for the Ruchnius. To keep the Ben Hazmanim, to keep the Ruchnius. But it's such a good argoshe. There's no lachat, Ben Hazmanim, no one is stopping you to do it. It's so easy, it's so lemaisedik to do it. It's so lemaisedik to do it. There's nothing there that is stopping to do it. You have to decide to do it. To decide to do it. A person decides to do it, it happens. But he has to decide. So I'm saying two things about tefillah, one tefillah. But he's trying doing ben hazmanim. And again, one guy will say, you know, I'm not holding a mechav in every word. But I will work the one tefillah from the beginning and the end. Not one tefillah to choose every time. Or the shachis or the mincha or the mayim. Not the one that works out. It's the one that's garnished. One tefillah. Shachis, I'll be from the beginning to the end. Some people don't know, but you know, there's because a shachar at the beginning, and there's korbanos, and there's a kaddish. Some people, yeah, you know, but as mayim, they're introduced. It's all different minhagim that Klal Yisrael have. Some people don't know how to swab. They say, enkel kein haf v'dal, maybe they don't say. Things are going to be they say, yeah? You know, you never dive in a normal medium, they don't know the Zohar. Everyone says that, because I came. There's no more tefillah. I say, a Yeshiva Bocher has the opportunity. If a person uses the Ben Hazmanim, I'm telling you, like I said again, the Nefesh is happy when, you're right, these people, never like a kid, goes in a car. Puts coke, the car puts on the lights closed, and he thinks he's driving. Yeah, it's not driving. About the goyim is people that are low, that then the neshama is already burned. They could be happy from the garnished. But it's not the pshat lemaaloso. It's lechisroinum, it's like a little kid that sits in a car from plastic and it makes noises and he feels, oh, the car is driving. But a real person, a real neshama, a real normal neshama, prison has every day an hour that he learns. Choyk velo yavir. Iya shalu iya. Choyk velo yavir. Choyk velo yavir. Iya shalu iya. And a tefillah. And again, to decide velcha tefillah. And I'm saying again like I started. I would suggest to start the Ben Hazmanim earlier. Not to say to learn less. But to take the hour, to take the tefillah from tomorrow morning, if it's a shachris, nothing will happen if you come 5 minutes late. I think you, not all the seats will be taken this minute. If you come 5 minutes late tomorrow, yeah? Now I'll misado your seat. Right? You'll help me. Misado the guy's seat if someone comes a bit late, 5 minutes. But a person starts. Taking this atasayetz is so easy. Now. You have 2-3 days till the end of this month, till 4 days, Shabbos, 4 days you have. Shachris, the hour. Shachris, the hour. Shachris, the hour. Someone, when Azmanim comes, you're ready. And I'll tell you, every one, I speak about every year, after Ben Azmanim, Bederech Klal, 80% of the guys come over to tell me how the Ben Azmanim was different. But everyone says the first couple of days was mamish. It's a whole, made everything to make it. He remembered the middle of the night that he didn't learn yet. He got up and he learned for an hour. The Tzohar doesn't want, and I want to explain to you, he fights about this hour, not like an hour. He knows that this makes the whole difference. The whole hemshech of the ruchnias, to grow, to move, not to lose the milas. Not to lose the milas. All hemshech of the ruchnias, not to lose the milas. And the same second thing, to enjoy ben azmanim. If not, you don't enjoy, you fight, you argue, you're not doing this with the house, the family. Garnished. You feel so empty in there. So not. So you don't have the three elements of Ben Azmanim. So you try to do things, you try to make part. If a person does, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Pischu li Pesach ke pitchui shel machat, v'ani eftach lachem Pesach ke pitchui shel ulam. I know people think a lot of times, but it will spoil my Ben Azmanim. And the end of Ben Azmanim is an hour that goes for a waste every day. It's Boduk Umenusa. Sounds now like such an oil. Spoils also. So oil for Ben Azmanim. The hour goes anyways. Breitzach, you know, you move from here to here, from here, from back and forth, yeah? You spoil the hour goes for a waste. If you decide to take this hour and to make this hour to work, the Rebbeinu Shalom does the rest. It's all about the Rebbeinu Shalom makes the rest to happen. But I myself, again, the last couple of days, two chizuks from Emunah from Bar Yoilam. One chizuk I got was a bachur in Shir. But for his parnasa, he gives haircuts. So he had to leave early, it was a mistake. Said, I let him. So I told him, until you leave, in the Ganze Starke. He said, for sure. So he had to leave, I think, Yom Shlishi. So Monday night, we came to this medrash. 10:15, I see he closes the Gemara and he's walking out. So he told me the last night, in the Ganze Fire. And he's an answer guy, he's not. So yeah. For sure, that's the reason I came. Abba Lamai said, I have to give a haircut to someone. Give a haircut to someone. Tell the middle of Seder, you made last night you're leaving, you want to live with the Ganze Starkeit. There's a boy that doesn't miss, not a lady kaboy that misses in the end as well. So tell me, I'll tell you the truth, the boy wanted 10 o'clock. I negotiated with him, I got him 10:15. So I thought, look at me. I said, nothing will come out of you. Never. You'll be a nobody all of your life. The lowest that I could see. So it's such a punishment for 15 minutes early. I said, it's much worse than what I'm telling you. Said, I'll tell you why. I said, plenty almoni is a gvir. If he gets a call in the middle of his learning, he answers, no. You, for an isern of 20 shekel, you close the Gemara. You'll be a businessman, you'll be an isern of $10,000, you close the Gemara. $1 million, you close Shabbos also. What they gave us. You can't say no for 20. I said, if you're a guy that's time can't sit and learn, I will not yell at you. Never. You have needles. Yeah? I mean, it's a whole. You know? But you want to learn. You start to learn. Not the excuse, I'll be to go. But you need the money. If you can't say no for 20 shekel for sitting and learning, no chance. He said, so what to do now? I said, call the guy, tell him, say there. So you call the guy said till 10:45, it's okay. So he stayed and learned. In the morning he comes over to me with a smile. So what happened? The guy didn't come. He said, I finished to take haircut this guy. Five guys were standing in line to take haircuts. I never have so much people a night. I made more money that night. So I got a chizuk. But I had to go away for Shabbos. Chasen of a bocher, chasen I missed. Shabbos is a bocher, Yosef of a father and a mother. So I went to Shabbos Shabbos. In the shul where I daven, I met a guy that learned in Shir once, 7 months. Then he married someone. You can see he went to Lakewood to learn for a couple of years. He was very close to him. So we made up Shabbos afternoon to meet together. So I told him, I'll tell you, you know, remember we got married and I decided, even though I'm not American, I'm going to learn in 2 years in BMG. Finished to learn, I'm already finished. Came back to Switzerland, he's a Swiss with the marker, came back to Switzerland. Someone promised me it's a job, that it's a property. Okay, so we came, he did it for sure, he said, my stomach. Okay, so we came back, Lemaisi gave it to his brother. 6 months, we didn't have nothing. All our saving, the government, Mamish, so upset with the guy. Then we saw an ad in the newspaper, it was a work in a bank. But it was the lowest shebelowest, like a schlack. Yeah? To be insistent with a guy to make the copies machine for him. He said, like, everyone went to the interview, they heard what it is. Everyone said no. He was the last one. But, and he said, and this guy was to ask him. Well, so you took the job. You have to put bread on the table. It's exactly a year from the time he took the job. Not going now to the whole pro team was happening during the year. He was offered yesterday from the head of the bank that he will be now the assistant to the finance of the bank, and they're sending him to study for 3 years, and in 3 years he's getting the position the head of the finance of the bank. He's like number two in the bank, one of the most chashuv banks in Switzerland. Now he's already head of director, and his wife, when he bought into the work in the bank, she's in charge of the taxes in the bank. Out of a schleck. That's the pshat. So he also doesn't know what's the pshat. But you know he came. He was a schleck for 3 months. The guy that he was a schleck for couldn't come to, had to leave the bank for someone else. So the bank was looking for someone else to take the position. It's a very high position. So the guy said, okay, let the schleck in the meantime to fill up the form. Still, we find someone. After a couple of weeks, he did it even better from the guy that was doing it the whole time. So he decided he will be the head of the director of that area. And Emma was mama shat with him. So the head of the bank decided, listen, if without learning he was so good, so what will be? So they decided that the head of the finance has to leave the bank in 3 years. He's 62. He will start to work with him, get a full salary of assistant to the head of the finance. We'll send you on school in our cheshbon for 3 years. You'll be it then. And like, so okay, again, Musa to learn, but so I learned one thing. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, you come to the, and I say, if it happened not so, maybe, yeah? In the country that so yakish, yeah, that even if you stand on the wrong side of the street, they will not look at you. No yeshiva shematzah here. The whole country is no yeshiva shematzah at all. If Hashem wants, you'll be no yisachin as every Yosef. But I heard it from a person, and we think, Alamov, we have to do this, and we have to do this. If the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, the whole world will want you. The whole world will take care of you. Hashem has everything. So he doesn't need help. Yeah, but I need to push. You don't need to push. Come be a schlack in a bank. If Hashem wants, in a year, you're going to be the number two in the bank. And I said, and the whole bank is not jealous of you, you know. Normal people work at the bank for 20 years till they get the option to, you know, to bid to get that job. This is the way. He said, no, if I can't, everyone is so excited. Everyone was pushing the head of the bank to do it. Everyone is so excited that it happened in the bank. Going, you know, it's nicht normal. Hashem wants, everyone wants. Hashem wants, he'll send you 5 people to give you a haircut. You're nervous that if I say no, I will lose 20 shekel. So Hashem wants to put 5 people to start a lie to you. We're allowed to trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, it was with me the whole trip to see Emuna B'chush. Emuna B'chush. Not hearing a story from someone. And so when it doesn't happen, it means Hashem doesn't want it to happen. Zakov. Because when Hashem wants to give you panos, he'll give you out of a shlak. The guy never went to school, never studied bank, never said, garnished. I know he was planning maybe to be in a bank. Garnished. He went there to make copies of papers. Was the ganze Sach. He asked the head of the bank, why? He said, I don't know why. I like you, I don't know why. I tell you, it's one of the Choshev banks. You know, he asked me not to say, you know, not to say his name, not to say the bank. You know, he doesn't want to damage the bank. People will be scared to trust such a bank. I got a muna from it. Boicha oilo. It's when the zmanim comes. You do your part. Hashem will make you. Now the guy's nervous. The oilim are going for high. Kabbalah, my learning, my davening, the Rebbeinu Shem will give the siyata l'shamayim.